Welcome back to another episode of Reigniting Dad's Lives. I am your host, Michael Hilton. Hope you all had a great weekend, guys. I hope you spent some time with the family, had a fun, loving weekend. So, just come out of the gym, just heading home. Well, it's like 5:30 in the morning. It's 20 degrees out already. It's going to be a sticky one today. And it's funny. I was listening to someone, this podcast I was listening to a little while ago, and I was listening to this guy talking, and every day he'd say, oh, you know, it's Tuesday, happy Tuesday, happy Wednesday, happy Thursday, and on Wednesday he'd be like, you know, we're almost over the speed up, but we're almost at the weekend, let's get to the weekend, and this is the host, and, you know, then we can spend some quality time with our family. And it got me thinking about how so many people have it back to front, you know, that they wait for the weekend to spend time with their family, and then something else pops up and they go off for the weekend and they don't actually spend the quality time with their family. And I was thinking, you know, like, what's stopping you spending quality time with your family now, today, right? As soon as you finish work or you finish your business, you can set some time and go and just spend time with the family right now. You don't have to wait for the weekends for that. That's largely one of the problems that I see in, with a lot of guys today, is they wait for like a Sunday or just a Saturday to spend quality time with their kids and they don't actually do it right here, right now. Which is possible, but that's not what the podcast was about today. I wanted to share a little bit about an experience we had yesterday. Share a little bit of an experience that I had yesterday. There's someone that came to my meetup, blown away. So we had a little meetup, and it was about building unstoppable confidence. And some guys rocked up there, 24 years old. Never seen this guy before. He actually booked in to come, but I weren't sure whether he was going to show up or not, because a lot of guys that usually do that don't always show up. But he showed up, and he came in, and he sat down, and because he was nervous, so we kind of made him very welcome. And anyway, we got into it, and his very first time he's ever done anything like this, and he simply said, you know, look, I want to change my life. You know, it's as simple as that. I'm sick and tired of this life that I've got, and I want to make a change. And I said, okay, so like, what does confidence mean to you? And he said, I just want more confidence in my life. He said, I've come from a place of, and he'd done something that most men struggle to do in a lifetime. He connected a bunch of people in a room to him, and had a bunch of people in the room in tears because of his story, right? And he just said, you know, I suffer from major depression. I was bullied all my life because I didn't drink beer, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. So I was bullied all the way through. He said, and I don't want that anymore. He said, you know, it made I kind of become a recluse. I sat indoors. I didn't go out. I didn't socialise with people. I felt very depressed and even tried to take my own lives. And at this point, I was just sitting there connecting with this guy because I was like, my God, that's my story. He didn't suffer with addictions to drink and drugs, but, and he started saying, you know, this is how I feel, this is what's been going on for me, and I just think it's time for me to make a change. I want to make a change. I want my life to be better. Now, here was the thing about all of this, what really blew me away by this guy. He wasn't sitting there blaming others, right? He wasn't sitting there blaming others. In fact, when we got to a point about forgiveness, about forgiving others, and he said, look, you know, he said, I don't know if I forgive these guys or not. I don't know what would happen if I see them. But, you know, I don't have time to waste, you know, really being angry and resentful for these people. And I said, you know what? You know, it's okay not to forgive people. If you don't want to forgive people, that's okay. Because there's a lot of people out there who say, you have to forgive, you have to forgive. And that makes people just feel shittier because they're not at that place where they want to forgive. But what I always say is, if you don't want to forgive, that's fine. But own how you're feeling. Because you're carrying that around with you now. That's your stuff. Because the event's gone. It's happened. Everyone's moved on. Right? And he honoured that. And he said, yeah. He said, like, I own that. You know, if I hold grudges or anything like that against these people, that's my stuff. And what blew me away is the guy wasn't sitting there. The guy showed up and was vulnerable and honest. A lot of guys go, I'm just being honest about my day, or I'm just going to tell you how it is. And how they tell me how it is, how they're going to be vulnerable, is they piss and moan about it's someone else's fault. Right? This guy didn't. He was open, he was vulnerable, and he was sharing how he felt about a situation. But in the other breath, he was like, I want to change this. I want to do something different with my life. I don't want this to be like this anymore. And I just said to him, man, you know, And I said to him, you think that there's something wrong with you, or you're broken, or you have to get rid of this thinking that you've got, or feeling the way you feel, and you don't have to do any of that, because you're not broken, my friend. I said, and you've got the ability to connect people in a room in a matter of minutes. More so than anyone else in that room. He just connected everyone in that room. Everyone was crying. Everyone was connected to him. And I was just like, my God. Because what everyone identified with what he was sharing at every point in somewhere in our lives, we've experienced that frustration. We've experienced that level of thinking. We've experienced that level of not feeling good enough or being good enough. We've all experienced that. Regardless how much you try and deny it or push it away. And he connected a room with his vulnerability and honesty. But what was most important is he said, I want to change. I want to do something different. I don't want my life to be like this anymore. And it blew us all away. Absolutely blew us away. And I just said to this guy, you know, man, you stay on this path, you get on this path, you know, your life is going to be way beyond anything you can imagine, man. And you will impact people that you never even dreamed was possible, man. The power of vulnerability, right? And I said to that guy, he sat there after and he said, can I have a word with you? And we spoke after and he said, look, you know, I want more of this. Can I come to the next meetup? I said, of course you can, my friend. Of course you can. And he said, what else? You know, I want to know more. And I said, well, you know, I'm launching my The Man Cave, this brotherhood of men that want to become better men, that will enhance their personal and professional relationships, that want to become better men in their relationships, better men in their business or in their workplace, better fathers, better husbands, right? And generally want to become better men. And he said, I want in. And I said, okay, like, you know, do you, he said, no, I want in. I want, this sounds what I'm looking for, and I want in, right? So he become one of the guys that's jumped into this, right? And I was just blown away by his enthusiasm to want to change, not need to. He never said, I need to do this. He said, I want to do this because I want to live a better life. And I just looked at him and I said, man, you know, you're a beacon of light for other guys out there. You're 24 years old. You're a beacon of light for other guys out there. You know, most guys, this guy thought something was wrong with him because he was bullied, because he was being nice to people and connected with people, and he wasn't out drinking and doing all the stuff that the other guys do. And we always get the bully that kind of picks out the weak, vulnerable guy, you know, that he thinks vulnerable and then takes advantage of that. And his story was, when he came into that room, he said, I didn't feel I could come in here, he said, because I felt I was going to be judged. And I've got a story that everyone's horrible in the world because I was bullied. And do you know what was most powerful about that? Is in that moment, he got to see something completely different. And I said, my friend, you've connected with a bunch of people in this room. Everyone wants to connect with you. Everyone wants to be your friend. No one's judging you, right? And at the end, people go up to him and say, look, you know, let's stay connected, right? Let's stay connected. We're all friends, you know. That's the community of people that I want. A community of people that are there to pick someone up when they need picking up, to challenge someone when they need challenging, right? True leadership isn't about dictatorship. True leadership is rising someone up to rise someone up higher than you. That's how I see, that is what leadership is. My job as a leader and facilitating this stuff, I lead what I live, is to rise people up, right, higher than me. To rise people up higher than me. Not beat people down, rise them up a little bit, but I can't have them too high because I get scared because, you know, that guy connected in a room more so than I could ever connect in a room. In a matter of minutes. I was just blown away and I just said to this guy, you know, you've got a great life ahead of you, right? You really have. You're 24, you're young. Stay in this game, right? Grow and expand. And you will touch a lot of people's lives and people were just connecting with this guy. So, guys, that's it today. I wanted to share that. It was very humbling yesterday. A few things before I go. Guys, it's open. The man cave is open. The man cave is open. If you're fortunate enough to have a man cave yourself in the loft, under the stairs, or in the back garden, this will probably be a very different kind of man cave to the one you've experienced. This is a one where men come into that want to become better fathers, better husbands, better men in the world. You know, want to become self leaders, more impactful in their communities, and want to be self-aware, impactful men out there in the world, in all areas of their life, you know, and just want to level up. So this is a community of guys, you know. There's 3 spaces gone out of the 8 that I was putting out there for the first timers that get a discounted rate for the first time to come into the Brotherhood. They get that for a year. If this is something that you would be interested in, come and hook up with me on Facebook. There's no website at the moment. There will be, but that won't be for a while yet. So if this is something you want to take part in, come and connect with me on Facebook. Send me a message. We can have a conversation, see if that's a good fit for you. And after the year, it goes to prescription. No, we're not prescribing anything there. Well, we might be prescribing something. Inside the Brotherhood is going to be, we're going to cover the four key areas of life, which is your who you're being, your body and well-being, your health. We're going to be covering relationships with inside your marriage, if you're married, or maybe you want to get into a relationship, being a father, being a husband, maybe being a boyfriend, or maybe getting into a relationship, and also across like your business, work and wealth. We're going to focus on those areas as well. Some useful tools. We're going to get some experts in there once every 2 months. There's a book club. There's live calls every 2 weeks. So if this is something that kind of resonates with you, would love to connect, maybe possibly come in there, and I will speak to you. Oh, well, not speak to you all soon. There's a couple of other things. Whatever platform you're listening to this on, please leave us a review. Like and share with anyone you think would find this useful. Also, as well, come and connect to me on Facebook. And I look forward to connecting with you all soon. Create a fun, loving, extraordinary day. And I'll speak to you all soon. Take care.